upon a midday dreary, while I rested worn and weary, came a tapping, ever rapping at my chamber's metaphoric door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, "tapping at my resting floor. Only this Australian, nothing more." But the tapping grew insistent, his attention quite persistent. Every moment of my solitude he seeks to now ignore. In my face his tennis ball he's flinging, in my ears his cheerful barking ringing, while I long for peaceful silence evermore. "Leave me be," I cry in vain, but he returns again, again. Too well bred to make a scene, I suffer with propriety. Quoth the Aussie, wanna play every single bloody day. This torment shall continue. I could stop him, yes I could, with a growl as any proper dog would. But one mustn't be uncivil, even when one's spirit's poor. So I endure with British bearing, while he's jumping, bouncing, staring. And my sanity walks slowly towards the door. Is there no respite, no mercy? Must this persecution worsen endlessly? I am cursed to be decivilized, to tell this pest to please be gone, and so the torture carries on. "Leave me be," I cry in vain, but he again, too well bred to cause a fuss, I bear my cross with dignity. Quoth the Aussie, wanna play every single bloody day. This torment shall continue nevermore. Shall I know peace nevermore? And thus I lie here, contemplating darkness, while he drops his ball upon my head again.